on this is, it's one of my favorite stories in the history of the church regarding men standing up in the face of evil. And that is in 1565, the siege of Malta. When the island of Malta was under siege, it lasted approximately 5 to 6 months. It was up to 50,000 Muslim Turks. Kind of a pattern with the Muslims when it comes to these things, of course. And so they want to destroy Malta. And Malta's being held by approximately 7,000 to 8,000 militia made up of Spanish and Maltese, and about 800 knights of Malta. Now, these guys were warrior monks. They fasted, they prayed, they trained, they consecrated their lives to God. Mm-hmm. They loved our Blessed Mother, and they trained for war. That was their life, pretty much. And in the thick of the battle, by the end of it, roughly about 400 knights lost their lives defending the church that we're sitting here talking about today.
Yeah, Malta. And, yeah,
and so these 400 knights gave their lives, but they were led by a man named Grandmaster Jean Lavalette. And Lavalette, even several times, was engaged in the battles himself. When the wall of the fort that he was residing in with his men was breached by the Muslims, he jumped into the thick of it with the sword, swinging away, was engaged in the fight. They had to pull him back because they said, if you go down, we're all in trouble. So they pulled him back, but he kept trying to get in the fight. Here's the kicker. He was 70 years old when this happened.